For the love of those behind bars related, incarcerated under the 5-point stars of David. For those that still recovering from physical and mental scars of hatred. But I kill to win the games in a stupor over. Speed of thought supernova. V6 brain spit venom off the top like Medusa with a head full of swooping cobras. If I don't get rich like Eminem, Snoop and Hova, fuck it, I'm scooping Oprah. Before my best friend was murdered in 89, I vowed the throne of this art form would dare be mine. Fine, I reach for dominion, but a picture's worth a thousand words or so I've heard. But my daughter can't eat your opinion. Still ain't shit changed, still put my soul on canvas within a form of free flowing stanzas. Government still withholding answers. Still nobody's been sick of shit unless they tossing a salad full of colon cancer. Though while I'm flipping this phrase to make profit, I got one eye open for a third antichrist in the form of a fake prophet. And on top of that, bad logic and American gospel.
Stress in this age of niceness. Life is too short and priceless. Pop your corks in the middle of a crisis.
Celebrate
life till you're lifeless. And make your soul go at crisis.
They say Lucifer got mobile since another Bush slithered his ass into the oval. And here's why our government goes global. Long as my hands capped within weapons reach, give a fuck who elected, I ghostwrite his ass and accept his speech. These days, blood, sweat, and tears consist of perspiration till your facial pores puzzle, tore muscle tissue and blood corpuscles. Sometimes that shit alone ain't enough to sustain nickel and dime poor hustle. Welcome to Bushonomics, where you survive having 3 jobs. Rocking mics, rocking colon, pushing chronic. But long as my 2-year-old daughter got needs, I'll forever be gang raping the alphabet and ambushing phonics. Put that on my daughter Twinkie. We used to do it for the love of the game. That was for the love of dope, for the love of brain like a gay pink. It ain't Bush if Satan is waiting. It's cause niggas put their own souls in peril, son. We trying to slip through the pearly gates by the skin of our pearly whites. And too busy gripping pearl handles and chasing pearl tongue. Original sin is overindulging. Soul solicitation and we subconsciously in participation. It's a rock and a hard place. Cause we all trying to eat but steadily eating ourselves out of God's grace. So invest right, wear your condom and your vest tight. This life ain't a bitch, it's an AIDS infected transvestite. But while I flip this phrase to make a profit, I got one eye open for a third antichrist in the form of a fake prophet. And on top of that, fan logic and American gospel.
Stress in this age of niceness. Life is too short and priceless. Pop your corks in the middle of a crisis.
Celebrate
life till you're lifeless. And make your soul go at crisis.
I got ideas trapped between them, a carbon dark side of my brain leaking out like carbon monoxide. It's like platinum plaques won't suffice, enticed by 7 figures with my fucking face carved in a rock side on some Rushmore shit in stone etch. Fuck getting locked up for a long stretch, so I exceed the stretch of my imagination till my brain gets stretch marks and stretch marks on stretches. I raised the bar 3 sets of 10 while you still doing warm-ups and stretches. In these end of days, I'm trying to have it all before this cryptic world catch it. Before the dragon gets cast out of heaven and God judge the wretched. Check the Quran for details and sketches. Like Nostradamus and Revelations promise, the third antichrist is upon us. Born 1963, February 3rd, named Mavis. From the Middle East, an educated scholar with honors and intelligence beyond us. Let's be honest, only Allah can stop it. But while I drop this topic, Middle Eastern terrorists is hijacking commercial plane cockpits on suicide missions in the name of Allah, Muhammad the Prophet. The irony is
dropping.